This is Akashwani, the news, read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today commissioned three indigenously built Indian Navy platforms, INS Dunagiri, INS Sanshodhak and INS Agrey in Kolkata. Designed by the Navy's Warship Design Bureau and built by the Garden Reach Shipbuilders and Engineers, the vessels are intended to strengthen combat operations, hydrographic, surveying and anti-submarine warfare. Addressing the tri-commissioning ceremony, Prime Minister Modi said that today India is strengthening its entire maritime ecosystem and initiatives like Sagarmala are part of this broader vision.
भारत आज अपने पूरे मैरिटाइम इकोसिस्टम को सशक्त बना रहा है इसलिए आज भारत अपने बंदरगाहों का आधुनिकीकरण कर रहा है नई क्षमता तैयार कर रहा है नई कनेक्टिविटी बना रहा है नदी जलमार्गों का विस्तार कर रहा है मल्टी मॉडल लॉजिस्टिक नेटवर्क विकसित कर रहा है सागरमाला जैसे अभियान इसी व्यापक सोच का हिस्सा है
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said that the tri-commissioning of three indigenously built Indian Navy platforms is a defining moment in India's maritime capability development. The International Day of Yoga is being observed throughout the globe today. The main event in the country was held in Kolkata's Red Road, led by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who performed yoga alongside thousands of practitioners at the iconic venue. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi emphasized yoga's role in providing pathway from mental wellness to physical wellness.
Yoga केवल हमारे शारीरिक स्वास्थ्य पर ही फोकस नहीं करता योग मानसिक स्वास्थ्य से शारीरिक स्वास्थ्य का मार्ग दिखाता है इसलिए योग के विषय में युक्त चेष्टस्य कर्मसु कहा गया है यानी हमें क्या करना चाहिए क्या नहीं करना चाहिए इसका बोध ये बोध हमारे जीवन में शांति का स्रोत तो बनता ही है इससे विश्व शांति का मार्ग भी खुलता है
Highlighting the International Yoga Day theme for this year, Yoga for Healthy Aging, the Prime Minister said yoga is not just a physical exercise and is not restricted to any age group, but it is an expression of human spirit. President Draupadi Murmu performed yoga at the Garrison Ground in Jabalpur, Madhya Pradesh. She said yoga is a celebration of India's great tradition and it has shown humanity the path to a healthy, balanced and meaningful life.
अंतर्राष्ट्रीय योग दिवस 2026 का थीम है योगा फॉर हेल्दी एजिंग ये थीम समाज के वरिष्ठ सदस्यों के स्वस्थ सक्रिय आत्मनिर्भर एवं गरिमापूर्ण जीवन के लिए योग की उपयोगिता को रेखांकित करती है आज हम जो जीवन शैली अपनाते हैं वही हमारे आने वाले समय के स्वास्थ्य एवं सुख का आधार बनती है
Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan participated in the Yoga Day celebrations in Leh. The Vice President said that yoga is much more than a form of physical exercise and represents an ancient gift from India to humanity. Thousands of residents across the UAE marked International Yoga Day today with the mega yoga sessions that transform community venues into hubs of wellness and cultural exchange. In Dubai, the Consulate General of India organized a yoga session at the Dubai Police Officers Club in association with Dubai Police. More than 1,500 people of all ages took part in the event. The National Eligibility Come Entrance Test NEET UG 2026 re-examination is currently underway at over 5,000 centres across 551 cities in India and 14 cities abroad for over 22.79 lakh candidates amid tight security. The examination is being conducted in English and 12 Indian languages. The NTA has said that student-friendly facilities are being provided at centres including drinking water, ORS ambulances and shaded waiting areas for parents. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has assured that all necessary arrangements were already made for the smooth conduct of the exam. In cricket, India A have set a target of 378 runs for hosts Sri Lanka in the summit clash of the Tri-Nation A series at the Ranagiri Dambulla International Stadium. In reply, Sri Lanka were 243 for 6 in 33 overs when reports last came in. In FIFA World Cup, Spain will take on Saudi Arabia in Group H fixture tonight at Atlanta in United States. The match will begin at 9:30 p.m. Indian time. And with that, we end this news bulletin.